11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball. The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls.
He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals. He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
Oh, it's the last time we're going to listen to that piece of music this season. Well, apart from the fact that it's on my ringtone as well. Hello, my name's Lee Phelps, the very last league podcast of the season. Pete Farris has you made a special effort and you've joined me in
Hello.
The studio today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nah, you're on in-play radio, it's fair, that's why. Do you know what? I think I'll play that at the end today as well.
I think quite rightly so. Yeah. It's a song that I'll be listening to at home just usually once a day.
Just to get yourself in the mood.
Brilliant. Yeah, listen, it's final, of course, podcast of the season. It's been... A very weird year, all truth be told, Lee.
It's not been for me, it's been
bonza for you, hasn't it? It's been a weird one in that I feel like every week we've got a good selection of bets and a good selection landing, but I just pick the worst bet of the week every time as my nap, and I've been absolutely hammered for it. I mean, I've made a bit of ground back toward the end of the season, but still a very painful situation and one that I don't think I'll ever recover from. I'm looking forward to it, and it's going to be great. The Championship playoff, the League One playoff, the League Two playoff, always my favourite time of the year, and here we are at the zenith of those.
Mm. Let's do it in back to front order then, shall we? Start with Bank Holiday Monday at 3 p.m. kickoff. This is League Two's playoff final, and Burton Albion face Fleetwood Town. It's 11-5 for Burton to win in 90 minutes. It's 11-5 the draw, and Fleetwood Town 13-10 to win in 90 minutes. The promotion prices, Fleetwood 8-13, Burton 5-4. When we look at the actual playoff semi-finals, didn't go how I expected them to go, Pete, it's fair to say. I know that last game was 2-2 and an absolute cracker in terms of goals, but I mean, that York Fleetwood tie, one goal in the 180 minutes, if you like. I was surprised at that one. Who's got the edge going into this final, Pete?
I think I'm going to say it's Fleetwood. I think you've got to say it's Fleetwood. As much as we thought that there'd be goals in that game against York, they didn't come, but of course Fleetwood made their way through. The To Qualify market has them at 8-13 Fleetwood, which I think is a really good price when you consider that they've shown really good aptitude in knockout games so far this season. Of course, got to the Northern Area final of the JPT before Chesterfield, who went on to, of course, win the league, knocked them out. There's no shame in losing to Chesterfield over two legs in that regard. So looking at it, first and foremost, that 13-10, I don't mind at all. I think this will be done in 90 minutes. And Burton, of course, had a horrible playoff experience last season, and the managers come out and said, "Yeah, look, we've all grown from that, we've all learned," and they certainly seem to show that. But they weren't exactly flying against Southend, were they? It was very, very difficult indeed. It was only that Adam McGirt goal relatively late on that actually got them through, because other than that, they were looking like they were going to have to put a bit more into the game. And, you know, their battling nature, their strength, you know, people like Holness, for example, who I'm a massive fan of, the centre-back, they were quite rightly praising that game for their desire for sticking in the match. But I just think that Fleetwood will have too much, because what Fleetwood have got that Burton don't is, well, Burton do have a group of big players mixed with a few very clever ones, you know, people like Robbie Weir, for example. You have still got in the Fleetwood side, if the manager needs to change it up, he's got your likes of Parkin. You've got big guys in there who can change games with their strength. You've got people like Sarcevic in there, who I think is, you know, their top goal scorer. Yeah, he's definitely their top goal scorer and one of the best players in League Two. He was voted as such. And for some reason, he's quite a way down the list here. Their top goal scorer is 2-1 in this market anytime, Lee, which is absolutely sensational for Anthony Sarcevic, who I've said already, if he's not in League One with Fleetwood next season, he's in League One with somebody. Mm. He's an incredibly good player, and I think he will probably leave if it doesn't pan out the way that Fleetwood would like. There's a couple of really interesting bets outside of Sarcevic. So I like Fleetwood. I like Fleetwood to qualify 8-13. There's a really interesting goal scorer here, and that's Nathan Pond. 7-1 any time for Nathan Pond. This guy has been through 5 promotions with Fleetwood Town. This would be his 6th if it was to come. On top of that, Nathan Pond doesn't score many goals, Lee. I think it's fair to say he's a centre back. So who's the team he scored against this season?
I'm going to guess that it's Burton.
It is indeed Burton in a 4-2 victory for Fleetwood earlier in the season.
2 own goals in that
away at Pirelli. And this is the other thing I was about to get to, Lee, the 2 own goals. The last time they met, there was 2 own goals in this match. So Burton actually didn't score past Fleetwood in that game. That's the other thing you've got to bear in mind. That, and I remember hearing about that game, it was a ridiculous game, because I remember a few weeks later I spoke to the Fleetwood town manager, and just to have a brief chat, and he was saying that was one of the strangest games he's ever seen, because he felt that Burton weren't really doing a huge amount. And this is the thing, two own goals, a Fleetwood side who hit four past them last time they met. Mm. All the playoff final experience that Burton have isn't particularly positive over recent years, whereas Fleetwood have done great things in knockout competition themselves. They've got five promotions of late. I mean, Nathan Pond's been there almost 10 years and has been promoted almost once in every 2 years. This would be a sixth if it was to happen. And I think at 7-1, he's a great play. But I just look at this, Lee, and the price you're getting on Fleetwood is far, far, far too good. And by the way, really interesting little fact, this, every team, all of these meetings in League 2, League 1 and the Championship is completely even on the head-to-heads this season. One win, one loss for both sides in each one of the three playoff games we're talking about today. Right. But for me, I just feel that Fleetwood are absolutely the play. I just think they're the way in, and I wish Burton the very best of luck, but it's a Fleetwood promotion for me.
Fair enough. In League One on Sunday, 3 o'clock, Leighton Orient face Rotherham. 21-10 the price for Leighton Orient, 23-10 the price for the draw, and Rotherham are 13-10 in terms of the promotion, to qualify market, if you like, to lift the trophy. Rotherham 4-6, Leighton Orient are priced up at 6-5. Both drew 1-1 in their first legs against Peterborough and Preston, respectively, and then both won their home legs. Leighton Orient winning 2-1 against Peterborough, with them only scoring the consolation in the 90th minute, and Rotherham winning 3-1 against Preston. Intriguing matchup this one, Pete. The team's actually finished the season in third and in fourth position, locked on 86 points. It was only the goal difference for Leighton Orient that saw them finish above Rotherham United. Two best teams. These two should be in the playoff final, and it should result in a cracking game. If they both play to their potential and their normal game plan, this should be 4-3.
It should be a crazy game, yeah. I mean, you speak about third and fourth. That's exactly what we've got in the Championship, of course, as well, with Derby and QPR. First and foremost, you look at the teams here. Rotherham got a completely clean bill of health. Richard Brindley, who is their left back, who missed the second leg against Preston, he's been past fit by Steve Evans and Rotherham. He will be featuring, you'd imagine. Leighton Orient, generally speaking, very, very fine indeed in terms of their bills of health, if you will. First and foremost, I didn't mention overs in that Fleetwood game because I wasn't 100% convinced that they will come. I am convinced in this one. Even money for over 2.5 match goals, Lee, looks really, really good to me. Like you say, we've got a load of great players. We saw it land, of course, in Rotherham's game against Preston. We've seen utter craziness at times from them going forward, and utter craziness at times from them defensively. Great stuff in both regard as well. And there's a lot of people in these games who can score goals. Kevin Lisby, of course, the experienced old head, has been in great goal scoring form this season. He's 7-4. Moses Adebayo, they're desperately trying to tie down to a new deal. Sign and time down to a deal if they can. He's 7-2 anytime. I'd look at both of those guys. Dean Cox, I always err slightly more on the assist side than the goal scorer side. 100-30. A couple of years ago, for example, he was the man with the most assists out of League 2, one Championship and Premier League at one point. He is an incredible assister of the football. He's great, Dean Cox. But I'd look at Odebayo at 7-2. I'd look at Lisby at 7-4 because I do think Leighton Orient will score in this game. Over 2.5 is brilliant. Both teams to score is 7-10, which also looks great. But there's a couple of other really good bets here for goal scorers. Wes Thomas, for example, he's been in good goal scoring form recently, only came to the club in January. He's 5-4 anytime, Wes Thomas. 6 goals in 12 matches, but of course, technically 3-3 as well, including a vital one against Preston last time out. But also, I was speaking to Johnny Buchan, our colleague on William Hill's In Play Radio. And despite the fact that Arneson and Craig Morgan haven't had a huge amount of goals to their name, in fact, barely any goals to their name this season, the way we saw Rotherham put that ball into the penalty area, I think could well bring some of these guys in. Now, they are huge prices. They are big prices. I mean, Craig Morgan is in there at 16s. Kari Arneson's in there at 7-1 if you want to play the 31-year-old. You can look at one of those two guys if you really want. They are quite interesting. But for me, Wes Thomas, definitely the pick of League One's playoff this weekend. 5-4 anytime. But the bet I really like, and I think you're going to really love this one, Lee, as it was partly inspired by yours. Half a first Rotherham goal, first half, 19-20. You know this. We've spoken about first half goals for Rotherham a lot recently. They've got a 29th minute average in terms of this season. Their goals coming in the 29th minute. And also, Steve Evans has said, we are sending our players to go absolutely flying at Leyton Orient. We're going to get the fans going early on. We're going to fly at them, and that plays into your hands. Leyton Orient, I think, have done really well. I mean, obviously, a couple of years ago, had a great run. Of course, had those games in the cup against Arsenal, in which they played brilliantly. But in between that, they had a 40. They fell apart. They really didn't do very well at all at that stage. And I'm just worried about Leyton Orient over recent years, just when they're needing to, getting over that line. I've just got a small worry about that. Plus, of course, Russell Slade heavily linked with a job, you know, that's not Leyton Orient next season. West Brom apparently have had a look, and he said he's flattered, but he doesn't want to do anything, which is obviously the thing he's going to say. But again, I think half a first Rotherham goal, and I think they score a couple in this, 19-20. This is one where I found it incredibly hard to choose between the two. With Fleetwood, I was like, Fleetwood, 8-13. Yeah. Give me Fleetwood. I'm happy to go with this. With the prices here, 4-6 and 6-5, it becomes increasingly more difficult.
Yeah.
I would err. I think if someone's wanting a definite to qualify a market, I would err with Rotherham here at 4-6.
Yeah.
I just think they've got a bit more bombacity about them, if that's a word.
No.
I don't think it is.
No.
But it's a bit more of their bombastic nature might just play into their hands here.
Yeah, fair enough. That little stat, remember, we talked about before, the last three playoff finals have been won by the fourth place team in this division as well, so that would play into that, but not really one to trust your money on, I would imagine. It's worth £999 billion, the Championship playoff fight. It goes up, doesn't it, every year?
135 was the last one that I saw.
Yeah. Derby versus QPR, just about to pay the QPR wage bill for the season if they manage to...
Well, it's actually quite nice. Actually, in all seriousness, these two clubs have come to a gentleman's agreement, if you will, that whichever side loses, they'll actually donate their part. The winners will donate their portion of the ticket sales from Wembley Day.
To the others?
So it could be around £2 million, just short of £2 million.
That's nice.
But it's the agreement that both clubs have come to, that whoever goes up gives their tickets to the team who didn't.
Nice.
Which, you know, for QPR, like you say, might pay wages for 15 or 20 minutes. but for Derby, would be, I suppose, a massive thing if they didn't go up.
Yeah, match betting. Derby County 13-10, the draw 11-5, QPR 21-10. In terms of the promotion prices, QPR are even money to be promoted, and Derby are 8-11 to be a Premier League team once more. Derby have played pretty much the same way all season, and they've entertained us royally, haven't they, during the season, finishing third position, of course, on 85 points, five more than QPR, who've endured a bit of a torrid season at times, but got back on track towards the end, and in the last four or five games cemented the place in the playoffs, and here we are in the final with Harry Redknapp in charge, former England manager, and Steve McLaren in charge of Derby County. How he would love to take a team up to the Premier League. There's nothing really you can pick fault in Derby's form. I mean, they went on that great run, scoring goals for fun. You can see on the headline offers that Chris Martin's a key figure. Charlie Austin's the man for QPR in terms of headline offers. 4-1 for him to score and QPR to win. Chris Martin to score, Derby to win, 7-2. If you give me a match bet between Chris Martin and Charlie Austin, there's only one answer there, Pete, isn't there? It's got to be Chris Martin, isn't it? He's got to be.
I don't think it's as clear as that. I mean, Charlie Austin's had a good season, hasn't he? 19
even
goals
money
for him
for
this
Chris
season.
Chris Martin to score in this game, 10-11 for Charlie Austin.
Yeah, there you go.
You have to take the even money. I mean, I'm not saying that's the only bet.
Yeah, I mean, there's three goals
I've been so
between
them.
There's three goals between them. At one point, of course, halfway to three quarters of the way through the season, it looked like Charlie Austin wouldn't even be fit for this stage of the season. To come back and score the goals that were needed in the way that he did was vital. A few bits of team news. Nico Kranjčar is now fully fit. Harry Redknapp was very defensive of Nico Kranjčar because a few local journalists asked him the question, why did you choose to play Kranjčar ahead of Ravel Morrison? And he said, yeah, Nico's he's a good lad. I don't think many people know much about him. He's only been capped by Croatia almost 80-odd times. He's only done that. And he's kind of got a point because Kranjčar's an incredibly experienced midfielder.
Yeah.
So I think he was being a bit facetious there, wasn't he? They're also waiting on their confirmation about Young Suk Young as well, because South Korea are under no obligation to release him. The only tournament you're under obligation as an international side to release players for is the Champions League final.
Right.
At this stage of the season, before a World Cup or, you know, or whatever.
Yes.
That's the only... So the playoffs don't matter. So you could have your best player, your guy who scored 30 goals, and he gets called up by his national squad for World Cup duty, you might be in real trouble.
Right.
So they're still waiting on him. Bond went over the other week and had a quick chat to the assistant manager, Kimbo, but we'll see how that pans out. There's a few really interesting, I mean, there's so many interesting bets. Like I've said already, this is 1-0 and 2-1 in the head-to-heads this season, so again, completely even. And Steve McLaren, I mean, it's a real case of humble pie for a lot of journalists, including myself on this. I mean, I was borderline livid, actually, when they sacked Nigel Clough. I thought it was moronic. I looked and I thought, well, what more do you want? I mean, look at what the guy's done. I mean, bringing, you know, sacking him's harsh. And then they employed Steve McLaren, and I thought, oh, okay, interesting. And they are now where they are. And it's not just me. It's a lot of people who've got to eat a great deal of humble pie. We've got to have it pouring out of every orifice because that he's done a sensational job. So to the game. There was a fair few bets that I thought were interesting here. First, the cards market. Now, last time we actually played a red card in the match, didn't we? Wigan against QPR. It didn't come. But Lee Mason's the man in charge of this. And there's only four red cards this season. He's a man who doesn't actually whip the yellow card out or the red card out a huge amount. Now, under 45 booking points, so you could have a red and one yellow for that if you wanted to. You could just have four yellows for that if you wanted to. I think at 8 to 11, that's a really good looking price. Now, it's a dangerous market to play when you consider, like we've said before, some of the names in this market, Carl Henry, Joey Barton, you know, there are. It's a dangerous market to play when you've got that level of worry about the players staying on the field. But 8 to 11 is still really good for that. Austin and Martin, if you fancy either of the teams to win in 90 minutes, I would urge you to play either one of them to score any time and the respective team to win. So the Chris Martin one is 7-2. The Charlie Austin one is 4-1. Love the look of both of those. Now, highest scoring half, second half, 21-20. Six of the last 10 championship playoff finals. Six of the last 10 championship playoff finals have had the highest scoring half, second half, with two tied and with the others not. So I think 21-20, highest scoring half, second.
You can see that. You can see why, actually, can't you? I mean, it's one of those bets where you think that stands.
That makes sense. And odds against.
A little bit unnervous. No one wanting to commit too much early on. Yeah, I can see that.
Odds against is a really good way. Yeah, nice. Obviously in for that. In terms of the winners, I'm playing Derby. I think Derby go up here. It's pretty simple. Obviously, QPR drew with Wigan and then technically in the 90-minute mark, it drew with them again. And everyone talks about how good attacking football Wigan have played under Uwe Rosa, and quite rightly, they deserve all the plaudits in the world. But, and this is the intriguing thing, I mean, Derby are even more attacking than them. I mean, you think of Wigan, you think, oh, they're a team who score a lot of goals.
Yeah.
Derby have scored 23 more goals this season than Wigan have.
Yeah.
So they are still a side who've got... I mean, you've still got Bamford in there. Yeah. I always like to play Jake Buxton anytime as well. We'll get to his price in a second because I like the way they aim for him. But 8 to 11, they are fabs in this market, Derby.
Yeah.
And I think the traders have got that, in terms of the pricing of this match, absolutely perfect in the qualification market. I would side with Derby. I just think, attacking-wise, they will have too much. And I always am a little bit nervy about backing against Steve McLaren in knockout stages of competitions. I mean, this is a guy who's got a tiny club to the UEFA Cup final. Mm-hmm. He has got he got them through games against Arsenal and so on. He got them to that final by throwing everyone at the game. I mean, there was times when Middlesbrough were playing Steyr or playing Basel, and there was five strikers on the field. And he's got Bamford on there, Salmon. Yeah. He's got all kinds of different strikers who can come on and change the game if he needs to. And I think that's huge. I think that's absolutely massive. So too, by the way, was Ward pulling out of the international games that his national side have got. But Jake Buxton, very, very interesting at 6-1. You could look possibly at one or two others in there. Craig Bryson's always interesting at 130. And maybe what about your captain, Richard Keogh, 12-1. There's suggestions that there is £400,000 in bonuses available to the Derby players here in total should they get up to the Premier League.
Now, and £2 million if they lose.
Well, the club, yeah. But Richard Keogh's come out and said, he's come out and he said, this is nonsense. I mean, the number's nonsense. We are going to get a bonus if we go up.
Yeah.
So it's not as much as 400,000. But it's certainly a huge amount. I just think everything just goes right into the favour here of Derby County. But I'll tell you what, if QPR are in the Championship next season, they will be, I genuinely think, utterly frightening. And I really mean that. I think they will be. But for me, Derby go promoted. So it's Derby, it's Rotherham, and it's Fleetwood in your qualification markets.
Very good. Derby, Rotherham, Fleetwood to be promoted. Have a look at that little treble, if you like. We'll do one more nap to round the season off. The standings before the final weekend. We both lost last week. We both went for gold in the Fleetwood York game in some form or other. So I dropped down to 62-10 and Pete dropped down to minus 65-31. Last snap of the. You're going to go for a big one. You're going to go for one that overhauls me.
Well, no, I can't go for one that overhauls you. I'd need something like a 20-1, wouldn't I, or something?
No, you'd need. You need 11-1 shot.
11-1 shot.
Or bigger, obviously.
Or bigger, yeah.
In fact, that's if I lose. And I'm going to go for an even money bet. I'm going for over 2.5 goals in the Rotherham Leighton Orient final at even money. Right. That's mine. So that's cards on the table. I can only finish on... that means I can finish on 82-10. So if I was to win, you'd need... 14-1 shot. As he scrolls down looking, putting some scorecasts together... Nathan Pond and Fleetwood. Oh, it's 11-1. It's almost meant to be.
It's almost meant to be. Well, I'll tell you
what. You've got to go for that now.
Well, I do. If that
comes off, and even if I win, then like the championship playoff contenders, yeah. I will say that morally that you lost, but you know you tried really hard.
Nathan Pond and Fleetwood 11-1. I actually don't mind this. The best bet. Listen, this is my favourite bet, and please let's, as it's the final podcast, I still appreciate people's money's on the line. So let's just separate the two here. My favourite bet is this. It's Nathan Pond and Fleetwood Town. So Pond anytime, Fleetwood Town to win 11-1. That's a 90-minute market, don't forget. That's my favourite bet. The best bet, and I think you as a punter listening to this will go, well, I'm going to listen to the best bet rather than this moron's favourite bet. I think the best bet is the highest scoring half, second half in Derby QPR at 21-20.
I must say that's a great bet.
I think it just makes sense, doesn't it? 21-20, you know, six of the last 10 championship games, so just over half. 21-20 is a good odds against price for it. It makes sense in terms of the makeup and what we expect of the game. Mm-hmm. I think the 21-20 is the best bet. That is the best bet, but Nathan Pond 7-1 anytime, and you've got an 11-1 for Pond and Fleetwood, which I think is good.
Pete, thanks for your time today. And
thank you very much. I've really enjoyed it this season. And you know, it's been an up and down season, predominantly down on the naps, but up on everything else. So it's been a very odd season for me. And hopefully everyone enjoys the World Cup. And I'll have a nice tea.
Thanks for listening over the course of the season, and we'll be back next season for more of the same. If you're having a bet on any of the playoff finals this weekend, then very best of luck. We'll finish with...
I'll cue it. 1, 2, 3, 4.
11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball. The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls. He shoots, he scores, goals. Scoring the goals. Goals. He shoots, he scores, goals. Scoring the goals.